Granny Special Haldi Curry. The holy turmeric has been imparting its therapeutic goodness on us for ages. But this versatile spice leaves no stone unturned in giving its best flavor to us in the form of vegetable curry. Cooked with various other ingredients, it's not only a riot of flavors and vibrance on the platter, but it's a storm of health and natural wholesomeness. This dish is common, and all turmeric lovers savour it specially during the winters. I remember my granny's fingers used to be particularly golden-hued during winters, and then I remember devouring good amount of her delicious turmeric curry with hot rice and splash of clarified butter along with my cousins. I still remember the flavor distinctly. It's cooked on special occasions in Rajasthan. It also is great at soothing joint pain and curing cold. Ingredients: whole raw turmeric 125 grams, paste 1/2 cup, tomato 2, green chili 1 to 2, you can add more if you want it pungent, ginger 1 inch, curd 1 cup, clarified butter 75 grams, black pepper 5, cinnamon 2 pieces, cardamom 1, cumin seeds 1/4 teaspoon, asafoetida a pinch, coriander powder 1 teaspoon, salt to taste, coriander chopped a sprinkle. Method: whisk the curd, grind the black pepper, cloves, cinnamon and cardamom together. Wash the turmeric pieces, dry them with a cloth, peel them and grate them in a bowl. Grind 1 tomato, chilies and ginger together. Cut the remaining tomato and keep it separately. Heat the ghee in a pan. Roast the grated turmeric on low flame and let it turn brown. Once it is roasted, take it out in a bowl. Fry the peas in the same ghee, or else you can parboil the peas too, in case you don't want to fry them. In the same ghee, temper the cumin seeds and hing. Add coriander powder and the mix of 3 ground spices. Roast it for a few minutes. Add the pureed tomato and ginger paste. Roast it till you see the ghee on the sides. Add curd and cook it till it boils. Add the chopped tomato. Add the roasted turmeric. Cook till it boils and continue stirring. Add salt and cook it for 3 to 4 minutes more. Sprinkle chopped coriander. The delicious, lip-smacking, brimming with health and vibrant turmeric curry is ready. Savor it with chapati or rice.